The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office weighed in on the Senate health care bill yesterday. It determined that 22 million Americans will lose health coverage in the next decade if this plan is put to law, largely because of massive cuts to Medicaid. Medicaid covers low-income people, including many older and disabled Americans, and potential cuts to the program has many of Arizona's hospitals concerned. For more on this, we're joined now by Greg Vigdor. He's the president and CEO of the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association. Greg, thanks for coming on the show.
Good to be with you.
So let's start with one of the major concerns you've outlined here, which is cuts to Medicaid. We were one of the states that expanded Medicaid under Obamacare. So tell me, what do you think would happen to that population in Arizona if the Senate's plan is adopted?
Well, I think consistent with the CBO numbers, we're expecting a major reduction in coverage, probably in the order of 200,000, 300,000, maybe even 400,000 Arizonans who would lose their health coverage. And that's, first of all, going to be really bad for them, really bad for patients who depend on that coverage. Well, one of the things we know is that they're going to get care in a lot of cases, but it's going to be in hospital emergency rooms. We talk a lot in our field about providing the right care at the right place at the right time. It's going to be the wrong place, the wrong care, the wrong time, and it's really going to be bad for patients to start with.
Right. So if fewer people are covered, that doesn't mean that those people won't still come to the hospital, like to an emergency room, like you're saying, when they need care. Are you concerned about uncompensated care then as a hospital?
Well, for the healthcare system, we are. We know exactly what happens in this picture because this is played out in Arizona going back to the Great Recession. We used to cover a lot of the people covered by the Affordable Care Act through a state-only program that was rolled back when we didn't have the state money to pay for it. That really was our version of Medicaid expansion in Arizona. And what we know by doing that, hospital uncompensated care since we passed that law in 2013 is down $500 million a year. Again, $500 million. And that money has really stabilized the healthcare system. And we expect another time of great instability if this law goes forward as it's been proposed.
Right. So how do you anticipate this bill could affect hospital budgets in the state if it goes through?
Well, we know it's going to be a problem. They're going to have to find a way to make some cuts, and we're sure that's in part going to be job losses, and that's also going to hurt Arizona's economy. I'm not sure everybody understands that the healthcare sector is the largest employer industry in Arizona, over 350,000 direct healthcare jobs, 13% of our employment across the state, and by and large, good-paying jobs. We expect some major reductions in employment. Some projections have been over 50,000 jobs potentially lost. And that's going to have a huge impact, not just on hospitals, but the entire Arizona economy.
Right. And what about in rural hospitals? So rural hospitals are often like the biggest or one of the only big job centers in a rural community. How do you anticipate the effect there?
Well, if we lose some rural hospitals, which is clearly a threat, then in many of these communities, this really is the core of the economy. And it could really be devastating for those local communities. We have a threat to rural health and hospital stability right now. With the laws the way they are, if this passes, it's only going to increase the threat. And we're going to really have to roll up our sleeves and figure out a way to help them. Or the people that live in those communities will have to travel great distances for care. And again, I think it'll threaten the very nature of their community.
Right. And you've also said that you're concerned about the impact of this, that this could have on our state's fight against opioid abuse, which we just heard about from Kara Crist. What do you think could happen there?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's not just opioids. It's a mental health treatment. There's a whole range of these issues that we've been able to tackle because we have this coverage in place for so many people in our population. We've dropped the uninsured rate in Arizona dramatically over the last several years, and it's allowed us to look at these core issues, these threats to our health, and say we can attack them, and we can attack them in part by having coverage for people. We can bring them into the right treatment, again, the right care at the right time in the right place. And I'm really worried about what will happen to a lot of the great efforts going forward and some of the great needs we have in our population that are really going to go, I think, in the wrong direction if this proposal passes.
All right. Greg Vigdor is the president and CEO of the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association. Greg, thanks for joining us this morning.
Anytime. Thank you.